Now what I'm going to do is illustrate the subtraction of two pointers. In that first line, I'm taking the pointer P and subtracting from it the array A. Now remember, the name of an array becomes a pointer to its first element. And that's actually true in all contexts except when you're taking a size of. You know, when you take the size of an array, then you actually get the number of bytes in the array. So what do you expect P minus A to be? Well, remember, P is pointing at A sub 2, and A, of course, points at A sub 0. So since the difference is supposed to be a number of elements, we would expect that to be 2, which it is indeed. You can see on the bottom of the slide there. So that tells me how many elements there are between these two pointers. As far as the type of diff, remember I said it was of type pointer diff T. That is going to be some size of signed integer. If you want to see precisely what it is, whether it's a long or whether it's an int on your system, then just go into your header standarddef.h and find the type diff for pointer diff T. Anyway, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to determine how many bytes there are between these two elements. Of course, I know what it's going to be. There's two elements between the two pointers, and 2 times 4 is 8. But I can explicitly calculate that in the program by casting each pointer to a character pointer. So notice what this does. The fact that I have changed the type of the pointer temporarily through a cast in that statement means that the compiler now is going to do different arithmetic. Since it knows that it points to characters now, at least that's what I'm telling it to interpret it as, it will give me the number of characters in between those two addresses instead of the number of floats, which was the intrinsic type of those pointers. So that's another use for casts.